Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mulas, sitting in for Jerry Bader today. All right. You ready to have your brain completely explode? I thought so. For a long time, part of the conservative argument has been our institutions of higher learning are basically indoctrination zones for liberalism. I have experienced it firsthand when I was getting my degree. There was a discussion. I was taking a class. It was ethics, a study of ethics through film. And the conversations in the classroom were interesting. You know, we would look at a whole variety of movies and explore the issue of ethics. And as long as we kind of went along with what the professor was saying, everything was fine. You know, the conversation was lighthearted and class was enjoyable and so forth. But we came across a subject one time. The film was about an individual who had committed suicide. And the argument went in, why did this individual commit suicide? What were some of the issues? And I listened for a while, and I chimed in. I said, well, one of the things that I felt was really, truly sad about this is the individual did not give an opportunity for his faith to see him through the difficulty. Oh, man. I was shocked at the amount of anger and vitriol that came from the professor in my direction because I dared to say that it was possible for God to see an individual through their difficulty and perhaps prevent an individual from taking their own life. And from that point on, I would say I was kind of picked out and picked on, singled out and picked on for that viewpoint. Anytime there would be a conversation, oh, well, I wonder what God says about that. And, of course, the professor and the class would look to me. Even at that point, being a college student, I would at times be very aggressive in my opinion, and I would state the facts. Well, and basically, I just didn't care if you agreed with me or not. Nothing really much has changed. Anyway, but then there were also times where I would just like, you know what, I'm not going through this. I just don't feel like the fight. I just don't feel like going through it. So I would keep my opinion to myself. But that has been the argument that our colleges, universities, and so forth are just infested with the ignorant liberal viewpoint. And yes, I did say ignorant because a lot of it is based on ignorance. And I'll give you an example. Gettysburg College professor Kathleen Iannello announced in an op-ed that she wrote for Philly.com that she, from this point forward, will not even try to treat Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton and GOP choice, you notice she said choice, Trump equally because in her mind, quote, Trump is, quote, a lightning rod for promoting further hate. She says in her piece, my approach for the fall semester will be boldly honest. Now, that's an important phrase, boldly honest. It is a disservice to students to attempt to provide balance when I know that balance is an offense to the truth. Her entire statement is rife with contradiction. My approach to the fall semester will be boldly honest. No, it's not. You are saying that you are not even going to attempt to understand a viewpoint opposite of your own. You are not being honest. She goes on to say, it's a disservice to students to attempt to provide balance when I know that balance is an offense to the truth. Balance is an offense to the truth? You realize what she's saying there is that truth is not absolute. That truth is in the perception of truth is in the mind of the individual. That truth is not a constant. You and I know that truth is a constant. It is a disservice to provide balance when balance is an offense to the truth. This poor individual, Gettysburg College professor Kathleen Ionello, is truly lost. This individual has swallowed so many lies and so much falsehood that she is truly lost. Not only is it offensive to say that truth cannot stand up to a discussion, and that's the other part of what she's saying, that truth is not a constant, that it is a variable based on the perception of those involved in the discussion, but she's saying that truth cannot hold up to scrutiny in a discussion. Our founding fathers and the great philosophers of this world are turning over in their grave wondering, how did such blazing stupidity get to the level of professor, even of Gettysburg College? How did this happen? The column that she wrote was titled, Balanced Presentation, A Dishonest Exercise in a Presidential Race. She says that as a liberal, she has no problem extolling the virtues of Democrats. So, to prove her fairness, she notes that she has assigned readings of moderate Republicans and has even offered praise for Ronald Reagan. But Trump, she said, is a complete different story. His harsh and distasteful commentary regarding religious and ethnic groups, as well as women, only serves as a lightning rod for promoting further hate. He displays neither a record of public service nor an understanding of the word statesmanship. In the history of our country, it is hard to recall anyone less prepared to take office. Barack Obama. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? That just kind of ran through my head to college. Oh, that's right. From a liberal bastion of academia to one almost a term in the Senate, and then boom, into the White House. No, no, no. He's classified. He's qualified. Yeah, he's done a great job. So she wants to bring up the issue of dealing with women, and she wants to be fair, and she's saying that Trump, his record of dealing with women is abhorrent. Oh my gosh, he's had three wives. That's horrible. How many mistresses did Bill Clinton have? I know, you can't count them all. And how much criticism did Bill get publicly for his infidelity from Hillary? Oh, that's right, none. How much criticism did the women who came forward and accused Bill not only of an affair, but of rape, how many of those women got support from Hillary standing as a feminist with the women that have been proven to be abused? No, they didn't get any support from Hillary. They got abuse from Hillary. But it's Donald Trump's record that is abhorrent. Now, remember, she's being fair, okay? She's being fair that you just can't tolerate Donald Trump, so she's not even going to try anymore. That's being fair. She goes on to say, it's an important part of our mission as a liberal arts institute to ensure that ideas can be shared openly. What? Okay. Goes my brain. She goes on to say, and we have every confidence that students will be given the opportunity to express their views freely in their classes. No, they won't. If you have a student like me back in the day that has a conservative viewpoint and attempts to express that in the vein of being honest and being fair, is she going to make the effort to understand the conservative viewpoint? No. Is she going to be tolerant of the conservative viewpoint, like we're being commanded and demanded of to be tolerant of the liberal viewpoint? Is she going to say, that's an interesting part, that's an interesting point, here's what I heard you say, and then understand it, and then there is a discussion of the merits of that point and the issue of contention? Nope. It'll be shut down just as quick as it can be. Oh, no, that's fair. That's fine. I would like to say thank you very, very much to Gettysburg College Professor Kathleen Iannello for giving us an opportunity to show the liberal bias and the ridiculous level of ignorance that is in our higher level institutions. This is an exact, this is a perfect example of what we talk about. So here's the thing. When colleges begin to whine and complain that they need money because they just don't have enough, I would really like to see the states crack down and say, you know what? You want so many millions of dollars. You want, I don't know, this much and that much. And yet you are unashamedly liberal in your indoctrination of the students. You don't even make an attempt to provide the conservative viewpoint. In other words, you're not an institute of higher learning and exploration, a free exploration of ideas. You are basically just making sure that the individuals are indoctrinated in liberal view, because obviously you think they're not smart enough to make up their own minds. They have to be brainwashed in order to fall into place for the liberal thinking. A person with a real brain and with some real intelligence and with the ability to analyze both good and bad, you're afraid of those individuals. You're afraid that they will see the dishonesty of liberalism, that they will see the freedom in conservatism. You're afraid that they will actually be proud of their country and stand against you. So the states need to say this: until you make some changes, you're not getting any money. Wait a minute. That is precisely what Governor Walker did with the UW system. Huh. What do you know? Way to go, buddy. I support you in that decision. WSAU, I'm over here. I'm sorry, I went back. It was a crutch. I'm sitting in for Jerry Bader. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry Bader today. I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, seth.mila@wsau.com. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, well, I've got a little story about a college that will make you feel good after the one we just talked about. Don't go anywhere.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.